נמצא שעיקר השירות והמומן דקדושה הוא כשהוא מקושר להדעת. So therefore, we draw the conclusion that when is wealth and money considered to be holy? When it's plugged into das. She'oz hu bebechinas shefa kfula kanal. That's when it's called this concept of a double portion. Ulehepech taivas moin chas v'shalom hu kishenifrad hamomoin misharoshe chas v'shalom. And what's called taivas moin is when the money is unplugged from its source. She'oz ein loy chasi tavos kanal. Where the Torah describes that as the person who doesn't even reach 50% fulfillment. This is called double, this is called 200%, and this is called less than 50%. Umamoin shel Yisrael bichlal hu bechinas mamoin dikdusha. Jewish money is assumed to be mamoin dikdusha. Ki Yisrael bichlal heim bechinas shomrei habris. Because the Jewish nation as a whole is classified as people of Shmiras Habris. Kemo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Va'amech kulam tzadikim. Hashem's nation is all tzadikim. Almost everybody has a bris milah, which Rabbeinu Zal once said, that alone puts Yidden in a category on a certain madrega of tikkun habris. Ukemuva babayim ranal, as is explained in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. The ikra tikkun tavas mamoin hoy de shmiras habris kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal said over there that the main thing that gives a Jew the ability to plug his money into das and everything is the tikkun habris of the person. According to how well he's going to conduct himself in purity with women, that's going to give him the presence of mind to use money and possessions and everything with das. The alkein mamoin Yisraeli hu bechinas mamoin dikdusha shu bechinas shefa kfula hanimshach mikidushas Shabbos bechinas lechem mishna. That's why Jewish money is assumed to be an item of kedusha. This Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, lechem mishna. The ikra mamoin dikdusha bechinas shefa kfula hu al yedei shemekusher la das shu bechinas einayim kanal. And we said before that the main thing that makes money holy is when it's plugged into das, which is compared to the eyes. We've quoted the pasuk. Haynu bechinas hashgochas Hashem yizborach. When we talk about the eyes, we're talking about Hashem's supervision. Shemishom nimshochem kol hahashpois, which is the actual source of all shefa. Everything comes from Hashem, and it beams down to us through the eyes of Hashem. Just like a rabbi teaches his students, the pasuk says, "V'hoyu einecha royoy sesmoirecha," that you're supposed to look at the teacher, because the shefa that's coming from his neshama is coming through the eyes, not from the mouth. It's coming from the eyes. So to kaviyochel, when Hashem beams down upon Klal Yisrael shefa, it's coming from his eyes. It's by his looking at us. The closer he looks at a person, the more that person is receiving what they're supposed to receive from Hashem. Mebechinas einei Hashem, from the eyes of Hashem, al yidei hashgachosi yizborach. Mebechinas, as the pasuk says, tomid einei Hashem alekecha bo hanemar beretz Yisrael. The Torah writes about Eretz Yisrael that it's the place where Hashem's eyes are constantly upon it. That's why Eretz Yisrael is the center of shefa and everything, the center of all goodness. Shemishom nimshochem kol hahashpois v'chol hashirus l'chol ha'olam kamuva. And that's why it's from Eretz Yisrael that all the good that's found in the world, it originated in Eretz Yisrael and it's distributed from Eretz Yisrael to all the different places. Umi shepoigem b'hamomayin, whereas a Jew who's poigem in money, he does something against the money, he allows himself to fall into the base desire for money, not connected with das. Olav ne'amar gam einov loisiz ba'oisher. About him, there's a pasuk that says his eyes will never be filled with wealth. No matter how much wealth he'll have, his eyes will feel emptiness, will feel a lack. Einov daiko, look at the word that the pasuk uses. Why does it say his eyes? Ki pogam bo einayim kanal. Because he was poigim in the eyes, which we learned earlier with the concept of das, right? And now Rav Nosson Zal says, bechinas nosan einov b'momoin. There's a pasuk that says he put his eyes to money. In other words, he started looking for money. You know, where his only interest became the money itself, not the das of the money. Ki beis einayim hu bechinas kuf mem kolin kanal, because the word two in English, when we say two eyes in Hebrew, another way of saying that is two ayins. Ayin singular is eye. Two ayins is eyes. And we said that ayin is also 70, referring to the 70 screens, of which twice 70 is what produces money. When a person is pagan in this process, we showed you how you get it properly. When a person goes against this proper way, he falls out of das, he falls out of the hashgacha of Hashem, the eyes of Hashem upon him, then he's being poigim in these two ayins, these two sets of 70 screams. Shetzrichen litzoik l'shaber einei hasitra achra. These two sets of screams, of 70 screams each, which a Jew has to scream to take out the eyes of the sitra achra. Shehu ayin anten chashuchin, which is called the 70 dark faces. It's like dark eyes that are dark, that are lacking in light. Shemisav lamomoin, which is only interested in money, not for purposes of das, of kedusha. Bebechinas ho ayin roye v'halev choymed. As the Gemara says, the eye sees and the heart desires. That's when a person is poigim in there. That's the eye of the sitra achra. That's the 70 of the sitra achra, which the way that you're supposed to do battle against it is with your screams. The lizkois lekasher hamomayin lesharoshi shebikdusha lebechinas das bechinas eni Hashem. Whereas if a Jew wants to plug his money into holiness, into das, into the eyes of Hashem, bechinas hine ein Hashem el yireyov, as the pasuk says, the eyes of Hashem are focused. The eye of Hashem is focused on those who fear Him, lamiyachalim lechazdoi, to those who anxiously await Hashem's kindness, lehatzil mimoves nafsham, to rescue them from moves, from death, from klipois, ulechayosam borov, and to give them life even during a time of famine. Meaning, Rav Nosson Zal says, lehatzil mimoves. When we say to rescue them from death, mibchinas anten chashuchin, you know what's called death? Depression, or jealousy. When a person's jealous of what anybody else has, that's death. That's this anten chashuchin, this dark face where there's no joy, there's no simcha on the face. Shehem mibchinas misa kamuva, which are all referred to as death. Kamuva b'maimana, as is brought in Likutei Moran there. Ulechayosam barov, and look what the pasuk says. To give them life, that the eyes of Hashem are upon them, to give them life during the time of famine. Hainu, bechinas parnoso v'ashirus shezoichim alidei einei Hashem. This is talking about the parnosa and ashirus that a Jew is zeichet to when he's plugged into the einei Hashem, to this das, this source of hashgacha. This, we said the eyes represent das. Shenimshach mimazlo de kol mezoina beitalian, which is originating from that source called mazla, which is where all types of mazla comes from there. Shehu bechinas eino chad derachmi, which is called in Kabbalistic terms Hashem's one eye of kindness. Bechinas hine ein Hashem el yireyov, as the pasuk says, the eye of Hashem is upon those that fear Him. What do you mean the eye? It should say the eyes. So the Zohar Kodesh says, the two eyes represents Chachma and Bina. When the Pasuk talks about one eye, it's referring to the thing above them, the Keser, the crown of Hashem, which is the highest source of kindness and the origin of all Shefa, which is called only one eye. There, when there's two, there's a right and a left. There's an upper and a lower. When we talk about one, it's all love, it's all kindness, because the word Echad in Hebrew, we said, is Bigimatria Ahava. Now, just to add a cherry on top of this, listen to this pasuk. Rav Nosson Zal just took a pasuk and Tehillim and explained it very, very well. Where the pasuk said, Hinei Ein Hashem El Yireyov, the eye of Hashem is upon those that fear Him and respect Him, Lamiyachlam Lechazdoi, those who anxiously await His kindness, Lachayosam Barov, to give Him life, and Lireyov, that's the word that's used there, those who fear Him. There's another pasuk that says, Ki ein machzor li reyov, that those that fear Hashem will never feel any lack. You follow? So here, when the Pasuk is talking about those Jews that are Zeichet Tadas, where their money is not, their money isn't money, they're those people, Rahman al-Atzlan, religious Jews, who when they're in shul, they're firm with the talus, with the tzitzis, with the gartel, with the bekeches, with the man on the moon. The minute they walk out of that base medrash, they're sharks and tigers, everything goes. That business world, it's kill or be killed, and whatever you want, everything goes, because it's two different things. There's religion and there's parnos and money, and never the twain shall meet. For them, they're in this category that Rav Nosson Zal explained of Eino Donez Chatzi Tavose, there's no fulfillment and their whole life is ugh, and their money is ugh, and all nothing. Whereas if a person is zeich, if a person wants to be zeich to this madrega called Ki Ein Machzer, that he will never feel that he's lacking in anything or missing in anything, he's got to be able to be from these Yireim about whom the other Pasuk says, Hine ein Hashem el Yireyof v'amiyachun l'chazdo, you know, etc., etc. Those who realize that the way to make your money real is only if it's mekusha to das, only if it's attached, you plug it into the eyes, which is the union of das. Paragraph Ches, now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, therefore, based on what we've explained till now, Haganat shepogam bozeh, a thief who waits till it's nighttime when nobody's looking, supposedly, and then he steals, and therefore he was poigim in everything we spoke about. Ki pogam b'hashgocha kanal, he's showing that he doesn't believe in the supervision of Hashem. Ki oso ayin shelamato kilu einoy roye kanal, because he makes it seem as if the eye of Hashem that sees everything that's taking place down here, as if it doesn't really see. So therefore, by doing this, this person has sinned against this double portion that we spoke about. Shehu mamon dikdusha, mamon Yisrael, which is holy money, Jewish money, which represents that concept of a double portion. Ki ikar shefa kfula hu kshem ekusha lahadas lebchinas hashgocha. Because we learned earlier that when is a Jew zeichet to this double portion? It's based on how well he's attached to Das, to the Hashgacha. We spoke, for example, about Shabbos, that Shabbos represented a higher level Das, a higher level of knowledge of Hashem, and therefore, Shabbos is a concept of Lechem Mishnah, double portion, right? The mon, the double portion of mon that they got related to Shabbos. V'alkein sorach l'shalim kefil mida keneged mida. This is why the Torah insists that he pay double, 200% of whatever he stole, because this is a perfect, just penalty for what he did. Ki hu pogam b'hashgocha kanal. He was poigim in the hashgocha of Hashem. V'hifrid es hamomoin shegonav mishayrosh shebigdusha mebchinas das, mebchinas einayim, mebchinas hashgocha. He tried to separate the money or whatever object he stole from its source and Kiddusha, which is Das, which is the eyes of Hashem, which is Hashgacha. He tried to detach the money from there. Ki haganef bo b'chashecha b'shas shena. He came when it was dark, under the cover of darkness, when everybody's sleeping. V'sovar, and he thought, shekishehodom yoshen ve'enof segurois v'hadas nestalek, that when humans are sleeping and their eyes are closed, and their brain shuts down to a large degree. V'yesh choshech b'bayis, and there's darkness in the house, ki'ilu ein mi sheyashgiachos chasashon. It's as if there's nobody watching then. V'yidezeh hu poigeim b'hashgocha. And by doing that, he was poigeim in the hashgocha. B'bechinas einei Hashem. He was poigeim in the eyes of Hashem. B'bechinas Anpin Nehirin, which we referred to earlier as the lit up face, versus the Anpin Chashuchin, which was Tivus Mom, and those things. Veroitzel his Gaber Chas V'Shalom Anpin Chashuchin. This Ganef is trying to feed the Anpin Chashuchin, the Satan, the dark faces, as it's called, the absence of light. Shehem Bechinas Choshech, Misa, V'Chulu, etc. Kanal. Ube'emes, whereas we know the truth is that this guy is very wrong, because Einov Pekuchos, Hashem's eyes are open at all times. Ki hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shomei Yisrael. There's a pasuk that says clearly that Hashem never sleeps and never dozes. V'haganeth shepogam boze al kein mishalom kefil. The ganeth who denied this and was pogam in this, therefore his penalty is double. Ki pogam bebechinas shefa kfula kanal. Because he was pogam in the shefa of kedusha, that double portion. She'oz ha'mamoin enoy mamoin klal. And we learned earlier that when a Jew does that, when a Jew tries to separate the money from das, he tries, then his money is worthless. Ki ein loy chetzi tavosei biyodei. He doesn't even get to achieve half of his taiva. Me'achar shehusar hadas shehu achius kanal. Because as soon as he took away the das from the money, which is the chius, the life of the money, then it's zero. Lahapil, you have a battery-operated item or something that runs on electricity. You pull out the plug, how well is that refrigerator working? It isn't working. So too, we were taught that when it comes to money, the plug, the chius of money, the life source of money is das. And das means the hashgoch of Hashem. And if we unplug that, if we take that away, then the money is dead. It's useless. Me'achar shehusra das shu achius kanal. V'alkein tzorech l'shalem kefil. Rav Nosenthal said, V'alkein tzorech l'shalem kefil. This is why the ganef has to pay double. L'harois loy, to show him ma shepogam kanal, what he has done wrong. This is a rule that the Gemara speaks about and Rabbeinu Zal mentions it in Likut Imran. One aspect of the kindness of Hashem to the Jewish people is that when a Jew does something wrong, Hashem customizes the punishment whereby if the person will give a little bit of thought regarding the punishment they've gotten, they'll be able to figure out exactly what their crime was, what they did wrong, and how far-reaching were the effects of what they did wrong. So Rav Nosenthal is showing us, here's an example, the case of a ganef who stole. Based on the elaborate explanation that Rav Nosenthal has given as to how Shefa comes to a Jew, when Hashem sends money or wealth to a Jew, how it has to go through two steps, and he explained how if a person is misusing it, he doesn't even have half of what he needs, whereas if a person receives kosher money, kosher Shefa, it's referred to as a double portion. Based on all of that, then the monster who goes ahead and attacks this, or does something wrong in this, or shows denial of this, he shows denial of Hashem related to money, his punishment is that in the penalty that he's being given, this being required to pay 200% of what he stole, he's being given a definition of what kosher money is and how it comes to the person, etc. Ki ikar tikunoi al yidei tashlumei kefil. The main tikun of the ganef is by paying double. Shetzorech lachzor ulesakein ma shepogam, whereby he has to go back and correct that which he damaged. Leshalim tashlumei kefil, to pay double, meaning lahamshich bechinas shefa kfula. It's as if he shut a certain switch by showing the denying of Hashem. He turned down the switch of where Hashem sends a flow of shefa to the world. He has, in order to turn that back on, we show him that he's got to give 200%, showing that parnosa and money and those things are bechinas shefa kfula. They are represented by a double portion, shezeh nimshach mehadas v'hahashgocha, which originates from das, which is synonymous with the supervision of Hashem, shezeh ikar tikunoi shelaganef shepokam azeh. This is his main tikkun, to make this right. He denied the hashgoch of Hashem. He has to show now that he recognizes the hashgoch of Hashem. And the hashgoch of Hashem is represented by double portion. Therefore, he pays double. V'zeh bechinas, this is why the pasuk says there, chayim shnayim yishalem. He must pay double, but the Torah throws in an extra word there. A living double. What is the word living? How does the word living come into the picture here? Chaim Daika. Rav Nosenthal says, based on our explanation, the emphasis here is on living. Hishefa Kfula Hibachinas Chaim. Because the double portion is called alive. Kinimshach mitikun taivas momoin, because it's coming from a place of the tikun of taivas momoin, shehu bechinas anpenehirin, which is that place of the lit up face, bechinas or penei melech chayim, which Rabbeinu Zalman, in that chapter in the Kutimran, quotes a posuk. There's a posuk in the Torah that talks about the light on the face of Hashem, which shows the aliveness of Hashem. The posuk says, Bo'er penei melech chayim. And Rabbeinu Zal says in that Torah that because of that, a Jew who's receiving his shefa from Hashem properly, and it's coming from the Oyer Haponim of Hashem, from the based on the Hashgoch of Hashem, and based on Das, and all of that, his money, that person is considered alive. His money is not depression money, his money is not death. His living, his existence in this world is not described as death or bitterer than death, but rather he's considered alive. The person who's getting this shefa kfula, the person who's plugged into the hashgach of Hashem, the person who's plugged into das, because the pasuk says, hachochma techaya, brains is what gives life. That's what makes the person considered to be alive. Whereas the person who rejects all of that, the person who rejects faith in Hashem, rejects the realization that Hashem is watching and looking, and that it's the eyes of Hashem that are breathing life into money and all of our possessions, the tikkun for that person is, so as a result, he cut himself off, or he tried to cut off this object that he stole from somebody else, he tried to deny the hashgacha prati of Hashem on this item. The way to correct that is, by returning 200%, he shows that he realizes that the wealth or parnos of a Jew comes from Hashem, and is kept alive through the supervision of Hashem, and that manifests itself in this double portion. Whenever we talk about the das, the hashgacha prati of Hashem, it's referred to as this concept of this double portion.